About 40 San Bushmen were allowed to return to their traditional home in what is now a reserve in the central Kalahari Desert. Kali Mercier, a spokesperson for the Survival International group which supports the Bushmen's case, says their return was not without problems.
They were accompanied from the resettlement camp to the gate by a huge number of police and wildlife scouts. Before they left, they were told that they should remain behind because they should expect a visit from the president of Botswana next Thursday. But they said they weren't prepared to do that, so they set off anyway.
She says about 10 Bushmen and 9 of their children were allowed to enter the reserve without problem, but 24 others were given only temporary passes and told they must leave after 3 days. Several thousand Bushmen in the central Kalahari were evicted in 2002 to make way for a wildlife sanctuary. But 244 of their leaders protested in a lawsuit, and 1 month ago, a Botswana High Court ruled that their removal was unconstitutional. Botswana Deputy Attorney General Abraham Ketshabe says the government is implementing the decision of the court.
The court said 189 applicants can go back, and we have, as the government, taken it upon ourselves that we will implement that decision.
A group of Bushmen 2 weeks ago tried to return, but were told that only the people whose names appeared on the court ruling could enter. Mercier of Survival International says this is an overly narrow interpretation of the court ruling.
The judgment said that Bushmen had a constitutional right to be on the land. That means that everyone who was evicted in 2002 legally should have the right to go back. So I think the problem is here that the government's being badly advised legally.
Ketshabe of the Attorney General's office disagrees.
The reports that we hear about really have not been communicated to us, and we don't know where that information comes from. What we do know is that the government is willing and has issued a statement that these people be allowed to go back. I think anything to the contrary is not accurate.
The government began relocating Bushmen from the central Kalahari in 1997, saying it was setting the land aside as a protected area for wildlife and the development of tourism. The area is also known to hold sizable deposits of diamonds. Bushmen who stayed despite the eviction order say they have seen mining companies prospecting in the area. Scott Bobb, VOA News, Johannesburg.